各位弟兄姊妹，各位朋友平安，各位弟兄姊妹，各位朋友平安。
Brothers and sisters and all friends, peace be with you.
这个呢实在一个非常欢喜快乐的日子，我们呢能够在圣诞节这个的时候，三堂的弟兄姊妹都能够在这里一起的聚集，这是一个欢喜快乐的日子，我们能够三堂的弟兄姊妹在这里一起的敬拜神。
It is a happy occasion in which three of our congregation are gathering together to worship God.
亦都呢有好多喺外边读书嘅，或者呢喺外地嘅屋企人，亦都能够可以翻嚟一齐度呢一个嘅圣诞节很多在外面读书的，或者是外地的家人亲人，也特别在这个节日的日子，能够回家一起的欢到这么快乐的日子。
There are students studying here and also relatives coming back to join their family together here back home.
所以让我呢首先在这里代表教会也都呢代表我的家人师母和大家呢祝圣诞快乐。让我呢特别代表教会，也代表我的家人师母跟大家说圣诞快乐。
On behalf of our church and on behalf of my family, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to you.
今日呢同大家分享嘅题目都系呢我哋呢一个崇拜嘅主题，以马内利。
今日我想同大家，
今天跟大家分享的题目就是以马内利，与人同在的神。
Today's sermon topic is our main theme, which is Emmanuel.
在那个圣经马太福音一章二十三节有这样的一句的话，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 23,The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
按照福音书的记载，好像呢，从来没有人用这个名字来称呼耶稣。
According to the description of the gospel, there has not been such a name addressed to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以天使在梦中向约瑟的报信引用以赛亚书七章十四节，乃是要指着这个名字启示耶稣真正的身份和他降世的目的。
And the angel in Joseph's dream, report to announced to him is based on Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, and it is with this name to demonstrate.The true identity of our Jesus Christ and the purpose of his coming to this earth.
以马内利这个字呢，其实是希伯来文的音译由三个字所组成的。第一个是 im， 就是呢一个与的意思同在的意思。第一个字是noon， 就是我们。第三个字呢是 l， 就是神。所以合起来就是呢神与我们同在。
Emmanuel， this name comes from Hebrew and comes from the pronunciation of the Hebrew words， and it's composed of three words， im。It means together, and Nim is we, and then L is God. Together is Emmanuel.
所以首先这个名字呢告诉我们耶稣真正的身份乃是神。
First of all, this name, Emmanuel, let us recognize that the true identity of Jesus is God.
根据圣经一致的见证，耶稣基督乃是真神降生成人。
According to the general witness of the Bible, Jesus Christ is God descending to become man.
正如約翰福音一開始就話太初有道，道與神同在，道就是神。
And in John, Gospel of John, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这个的道就是降世前的耶稣基督。
This word is Jesus Christ before he came to the earth.
耶稣出生是与众不同的，乃是圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生。
The birth of Jesus is extraordinary. It's conceived by a virgin, named Mary.
路加福音嗰度记载，天使向玛利亚报告话：玛利亚不要怕，你喺神嘅面前已经咧蒙了恩。听住，你所怀生子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。
And in Luke, at the angel announced to Mary, it says.Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
玛利亚对天使说，这怎可能呢？我还没出嫁。
And Mary replies, How can this be? I am still a virgin. I haven't got married yet.
这个天使就说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要任备你，因此所要生的儿子必为圣，称为神的儿子。
And the angel replied, the Holy Spirit would come upon you, and the power of the Most High will be watching you, protecting you,And therefore, the son that you are going to give birth to will be holy and will be son of God.
神是个灵，灵的意思就是没有这个血肉的身体。
God is a spirit without flesh and blood.
但是为了救赎世人，就成为神与人之间的中保。基督耶稣必须降世为人。
In order to save the world and become a mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ has to come upon this world.
正如希伯来书那里这样说，儿女既有同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要指着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
As recorded in Hebrew, since the children have flesh and blood, he too share in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him.Who holds the power of death? That is the devil.
耶稣成为一个完全的人，与人认同，有人的身体，也有人一切的限制。
Jesus become a whole man, a complete man, and identify with people, taking people's body, and also taking on all the limitation of a body.
譬如说全能的神降生回一个婴孩，必须要父母亲的保护照顾才能够长大成人。
An example is this all power God coming down to the earth and has to take the form of a baby Jesus. And it needs the protection of the mother and caring.To grow up.
无所不在的真神成为肉身，成为就受着时间跟空间的限制。
This omnipresent God to take on a human flesh, it would be limited by space and time.
也只有完全的神又同时间是完全的人，才能做神和人中间的中保，成为神和人之间的桥梁，跨越罪恶的鸿沟，重建神与人的关系。
Only a perfect God and perfect man combined together can become a mediator between man and God and to bridge the gap over the vile gap of sin to rebuild the relationship between man and God.
第二呢，以马内利这个名字也让我们认识到耶稣降生乃是要显明神与人同在的意向。
Secondly, Emmanuel means that Jesus coming down in this world is to demonstrate God is present with man's intention.
自从始祖犯罪，神一直主动的去寻找人，对神说，你在哪里？
After Adam and Eve sinned, God has been actively searching for people and talking and said to him, "Where are you?"
在旧约的时代，神表明他和子民立约的意图，说我要在你们中间行走，我要做你的神。你们要作我的子民。
In the Old Testament time, God demonstrated his intention to set up a covenant with his people. It is recorded in Leviticus. It says, I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people.
以色列是一个被召和神建立一个与神同在的关系的。
The people of Israel is called to set up a relationship with God and God be present in them.
在旧约的时代，神亦都呢用不同的方式来表明祂的同在。例如呢，是在旷野的时候，藉着云柱、火柱。
In the old days, God has used different methods to demonstrate his presence. And in the time of Exodus, and it used, God used pillar of clouds and pillars of fire.
还有藉着这个的会幕和圣殿所象征，特别是至圣所和里面的约柜。
Particularly the temple, the tabernacle, and the sanctuary to demonstrate as a symbol of his presence.
但是呢，很多时候这些都是呢和人的距离很远的，亦都呢是一些非个人化的一些的象征。
But all these are far away and is not is impersonal and is not approachable.
当时候的那些人不能接触这些代表神同在的这些的象征物。
And people in those days cannot really touch the symbols representing God.
因此在新约的时代，神就亲自降生成人。
Therefore, in the New Testament, God to take on a human flesh.
向世人表明他是要与神，要与人同在这个的意向。
To demonstrate his intention to be present, to be together with men.
约翰福音这样说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
In the Gospel of John, it says, the word become flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
从来没人见过神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known.
那么蒙神同在有什么福气呢？
The presence of God, what is the presence associated with it?
首先有神同在就永不孤单。
First, God's presence will drive out loneliness.
年轻的雅各他要逃避哥哥的以扫，他一个人就离乡别井。
The young Jacob, to escape from his elder brother Esau, he left his hometown alone.
但是神就在那个伯得里向他显现，向他保证说，我要与你同在，无论你到那里，我都保护你，并且带领你回到这片的土地，我绝对不离弃你，我一定实现向你的应许。
In Bethel, God spoke to Jacob. It says, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I'll bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
Secondly, 第二，有神同在，就凡事顺利。
Secondly, God's presence will lead to success.
雅各的儿子约瑟被哥哥卖到埃及为奴，后来跟恒渊热入。然而，无论他是奴隶或者是做囚犯，圣经都说上主与约瑟同在，使他事事顺利。
And Jacob's young son, Joseph, he was sold to Egypt as slave. And later, he was even imprisoned for no reason. Yet, whether he was a slave or a prisoner, the Bible says, the Lord was with Joseph, so that he prospered.And he lived in the house of the Egyptian master.
第三，有神同在就能够刚强壮胆。
And thirdly, God's presence will make us bold.
面对承接一代伟大领袖摩西的重任，带领以色列人进入迦南，承受应许之地，身经拔战的约书亚也需要从神而来的一再保证。
Joshua, who is taking on the great responsibility of Moses, and he has to lead the Israelite to enter Canaan, and he has gone through.Hundreds of battles, and he needs encouragement and bonus from God.
神对约书亚说：“我要与你同在，像我与摩西同在一样，我绝不撇下你，也不离弃你。要坚强，要勇敢，不要害怕，不沮丧，因为你无论。”到哪里去，我上主你的上帝一定与你同在。
And God said to Joshua, No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
最后，有神同在，我们面对死亡也无惧怕。
Fourthly, the presence of God make us fear not death.
我们大家都很熟悉的诗篇二十三篇就这样说：我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
And it said in Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me."
所以有神同在，就算独自一人也不孤单。
With the presence of God, standing alone, you don't feel loneliness.
在人生的高山低谷当中，人能够靠主得胜。
No matter whether you are on the mountain peak or in the dark valley, you still can win because of God.
面对艰巨的任务，仍然能够有勇气。
We have courage to face heavy responsibility.
遭遇危险也无畏惧。
And we fear not danger.
最后，以马内利这个名也都让我们认识到耶稣乃是为我们而生的。
Lastly, Emmanuel also let us know that Jesus is born for us.
有一句英文的说话， Jesus is the reason of the season. 耶稣是这个节日的原因。
There's an English saying, it's listed there, Jesus is the reason for the season.
这个呢要提醒我们不要在节日的忙碌聚餐开 party 当中呢忘记了圣诞节的主角，那是耶稣。
So this reminds us, in this festival time, we will not just busy attending a feast and exchanging gifts, and most importantly, is don't forget the main character of Christmas.
但是呢，在圣经里面呢，有不少跟耶稣降生有关的经文都强调我们乃是耶稣降生的原因。
And in many scriptural description, particularly related to the birth of Jesus Christ, emphasize we are the reason for the birth of Jesus Christ.
例如以赛亚书那里说，有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子要赐给我们。
Prophet Isaiah says, "For to us a child was born, to us a son is given."
在路加福音那里说，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Gospel of Luke it says, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord."
我们最熟悉的约翰福音三章十六节也都说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Our most Bible verse is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
所以因这爱我们，全能的真神降生，成为无座的婴孩。
Because of love of us, Jesus Christ, the real God, has born to become a helpless baby.
因这爱我们，圣子耶稣甘愿离开华丽的天宫，降生在简陋的马槽。
Because of the love for us, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is willing to leave heaven and come down to this very simple manger.
因着爱我们，宇宙的创造者降生，成为被造世界的一分子。
And because of the love for us, the creator of this universe, come down to this earth to accomplish and become a part of this world.
因着爱我们无限者自现于时空之中。
And because of the love for us, this, this God of infinity is willing to confine himself in the limitation of space and time.
以马内利提醒我们，耶稣降生乃是为了你，为了我。
Emmanuel is to remind us that the birth of Jesus Christ is for all of us.
所以如果你还没有接受这位为你降生的真神耶稣，你今天就可以相信他，接受他做你的救主。
If you haven't accepted this Jesus Christ, who is born for, who is God who born as man, today you can believe him, accept him as your savior.
And 他会赦免你一切的罪，并进入你的生命当中。
He will forgive all your sin and enter into your life.
他会与你同行人生的高山低谷，也在永恒当中永远的与你同在。
He will walk with you the high peak and the dark valley, and will in eternity will be with you.
你如果已经接受了救主，如果你已经接受了耶稣的
，If you have already accepted Jesus Christ,
我相信你。这个以马内利在你过去的人生当中，你都真正的经历过神如何的与你同在。我相信在过去的人生当中，你都曾经经历过神怎样与你同在。
If you have accepted Jesus Christ as a Lord, I'm sure in your past you have experienced how the presence of God affected your life.
過去的前幾個月，我第一次聽有一首的英文歌，叫做呢 God You Are So Good。前幾個月，我第一次聽一首的英文歌，說叫 God You Are So Good。
Earlier, I was listening to a song entitled God You Are So Good。
這首歌將一首我哋以前細個嘅時候唱一首嘅短歌咧，變成一首重新再唱嘅一首歌。這首歌呢，就把一首我們以前年輕時代所唱的一首歌一首的短歌放進去，重新來表達。
This song was converted from a simple song which we used to sing.When we were youngsters,
我第一次听的时候，我的眼泪，好像呢无法停一样，我第一次听的时候呢，眼泪就好似呢好自然嘅流出嚟。
When I first hear it again, I cannot help but fill with tears.
因为呢提醒我过去四十年相信耶稣神。真美好提醒我过去四十年信耶稣神真美好。
It reminds me in the past 40 years after I have been a Christian, God is so good.
我虽然有很多的时候我的信心不足，但是神还是可信的。在四十年里面虽然很多时候我的信心不足，但是神还是可信的。
In the past 40 years, sometimes my faith has been weak, but God has eternally faithful.
所以回想过去，神怎么样的不离不弃与我同在，我就更有信心去面对将来。所以能够回想过去神怎么样不离不弃的与我同在，我就更有信心的去面对将来。
And in the past 40 years, with the presence of God, confirm that He will never leave me, and that gave me strength and courage to move ahead.
虽然我不知道你现在所面对的是什么，虽然我不知道你现在所面对的是什么。
I may not know what you are facing.
啊，也没有人能够告诉我们2020年会有什么事情发生，也都没人能够告诉我们2020年会有什么事情发生。
And nobody can tell us exactly what would happen in 2020.
啊，但是这位信实的神不离不弃，以马内利与人同在的神，既然与你同在，你就能够有胆量的去面对明天。但是既然这会以马内利与人同在的神啊，与你同在，你就能够面对明天。
But the presence of God, Emmanuel, will help us to have the courage to face tomorrow.
所以再一次祝你有一个快乐的圣诞节，更加有个蒙恩的2020年。所以再一次祝大家有一个快乐的圣诞节，亦都在2020年当中能够蒙神新的恩典。
So at this time, let me wish you Merry Christmas and a new year filled with new blessings from God.